churches, Happy New Year again. Today is the 11th of January, 1971. It's Monday. And, let's see, I haven't talked to you in a good week in 2 days or 3 days. The big news I already told you on the last tape. And that is that you have 10 large crates arriving at 2 Catalina Court, probably in the next 2 weeks anyway. At least that's what they told me. I don't know. I'm just very worried that you may attempt to move or lift or unpack or something by yourself, and I don't think you should be doing that. And so, please let me know when they come and what has happened to them. Another thing, and this also is a repeat, Duchess, but we stand an excellent chance of having a number of things broken, like the elephant and perhaps the vase. Anyway, we won't worry, right? So I keep thinking about them, because the two elephants particularly are quite decorative, at least I think so, and I would like to see those get through. I would like to see everything get through, really, but I haven't the faintest idea what you are going to do with 4 elephants. In fact, I don't know what I'll do with them when I get there, but I do think they would be lovely to have. Oh, at least 1 or 2 in the home. At least. I mean, you must. Oh, dear. Let's see. What else? Today, Duchess. Just today, I mailed another box to you. You'll probably get this one first, because I sent it registered airmail. It cost me $8.80-some. But I don't know that it was worth it. I guess it is, really. It's my coat, Duchess, my Vicuna coat. And there's very little in the box. There's a Vicuna coat, my dress, one dress, some slides. There are 5 boxes of slides and 1 kangaroo skin. In fact, it's a dirty kangaroo skin. It's been on my wall for, I don't know, I guess a year. I took it down and shook it the other day. I just used it to fill up the box. The box is a little larger than I needed. But rather than wait for another box, I just decided to use it. And that's about all that's in there. A few pictures in an envelope. The coat, Duchess, I think is well made, but I'm not sure it's sewn so well. Sewed so well? I don't know. The reason I say that is the pockets, so I can put my hands in the pockets. I'm used to really shoving my hands in the pockets. I think I've torn the pockets out already. And if I had known that the midi was going to be such a total flop, I probably would have had the coat a little bit shorter. It is above my knees now, but you know, I didn't know what the styles were going to be 2 months ago. It was very difficult, and I have most of my dresses are a fairly good length. 1 or 2 of them are a little longer than I would have liked them. It's hard over here, because the word was everybody back home was wearing the midi. Well, I understand they're not, and I'm pretty happy about that. I don't particularly care for the midi. I don't think everybody should wear the mini, but you have to kind of work your way in between there. Okay, so anyway, you'll probably have to go to the post office and sign for it, or sign from the mailman, I guess. Yeah, here we don't have a mailman. Not really, so I keep forgetting. Anyway, that will be registered mail. I put a set of orders in there, too, a copy of orders. Actually, they don't apply, but don't worry about it, because it has nothing to do with the mail anyway, I'm convinced. Oh, the box should not be subject to customs, because I stamped it that way. So, I was anxious to get the coat. And the dress purchase, by the way, is French raw silk. At least that's what they told me. And I think it cost me $50. That's 50. I'm not sure it's worth it, Duchess. However, I did wear it one night here. You know, with air conditioning, I get quite chilly. And most places are air conditioned, like my room here. I have a great big woolen sweatshirt on. I don't know what I would do without sweatshirts. I really don't know. Anyway, I wore the dress one night to an AG party. They're just a sit-down buffet thing. A cocktail party and a sit-down dinner. And I was much too warm. So I've decided I wouldn't wear it very much here in Vietnam. I wanted to get the coat out of country because supposedly I'm supposed to move this week up to Nha Trang. That's N-H-A capital T-R-A-N-G, Nha Trang, on the east coast. Not too far northeast of Saigon. I'm supposed to go actually tomorrow or the day after, but I won't go that early, maybe the end of the week or possibly next week, but next week for sure. We have a whole new organizational chart, Duchess, and it's just the funniest thing. This whole thing was set up and put into motion before they ever told us about it. And so Beth will have First Corps, or what we call MR1, Military Region 1. They changed it from corps to military regions. It amounts to the same thing. Anyway, then I will have Military Region 2. Vera will have Military Region 3. And nobody will have 4 because we don't have any more supervisors. But Charmaine will cover 4 and PAC office, that's the Saigon office, when she gets back, if she gets back. Meanwhile, Betty will hold down the fort at the headquarters. Jane is still not back. I think I told you this. Her mother is dying of terminal cancer, and it's just a matter of time, but nobody knows how much time. I think it's a very difficult position for Jane because she can do nothing but wait till her mother dies. And meanwhile, I think she's trying to sell the home and clean up some business matters. However, she may be out of the country yet for another month or 2 months or maybe 3 months. Who knows? She has been gone since the 1st of September. So it's been September, October, November, December, 4 months, going on 5. What else? Charmaine, I don't know. Just she did write a note about a week ago, and she said she had been home all this time with her family, and she was leaving to go to Washington to see if she could get a different location. Charmaine wants to stay in the business. She wants to work as a club director or an area director, either in the States or in Europe. Almost anywhere in Europe would suit her fine. I don't know how lucky she'll be. If she doesn't get something she likes, she will be back here probably next month. So that's the status of the local people. Jan Huebner, who called you, did write me a very nice letter, and I answered it. I don't believe I did that. I wrote a letter yesterday. I mailed it this morning. Jan is contemplating getting married. She met a naval officer over here, Phil. I don't remember what his last name was. Anyway, he is married. I think he has 5 children or something. He is getting a divorce. I think things have not been well for a long time or something at home. Anyway, she is not sure yet whether she's coming back or not. And I have written to her asking her to please make a decision because she has been home this will be her 3rd month, and we must either fill that job, the slot that she is holding, or lose it. So hopefully she'll answer that. And what else? Oh, yesterday, Duchess. Oh, this whole baggage, there's a trunk in it. And did mention this to you, I believe, but I forgot to send you the key. I told you to open the trunk and go through it, but it's locked, don't you? So it has a padlock on it. So I sent you a key this morning in an envelope with a list of the items in the trunk. And I hope it's the right key. If it's not, send it back. It might open something else. And I'll send another one. I have about 6 padlocks. I use them on my foot lockers in my room and my door and all kinds of things. And I have all kinds of keys. So I hope and I think that's the right key, Duchess. If it's not, we can try something else. Anyway, you should be getting the key within the week, and certainly my box with my coat in it. I didn't want to leave the coat here, Duchess, because if I go in the train, I would be concerned about it. I don't trust anybody, even when things are padlocked. So, in fact, I don't have an awful lot of things here. I do have maybe, a dozen or more dresses and things, and underwear, and odds and ends, but things that I think I will need them, things I don't think I can send home. I did get rid of a lot of things. It's such a difference getting rid of the elephants and the stereo and the TV and the footlocker, and I can breathe again in this room. Really, it's getting a bit crowded. I have a lot of magazines. They're recreation things. You know, I belong to the National Recreation Society. I just mailed them another $25 for my year subscription. Anyway, I have a lot of those and have just a few bricks, not too many. But you do accumulate things. And this is the one big objection I have about this move. I don't mind taking over an area, because I've done this before. I will only have 4 clubs, and this has got to be a hell of a lot easier than the position I'm in now, I mean at the headquarters, because I'm handling at times 20 clubs, and so in that respect it would be nice, and I don't mind working independently out in the field with my people. The only thing is the inconveniences to myself. I will have a room at the Dewey Tant, which is a BOQ for field grade officers, and our girls at Natrang live there, and I shall have my own room. At least I had better, being the area director. But it's the little things, such as like a lamp. I could take one of my reading lamps. I need to take my teapot. Where can I go without my teapot? And I don't know whether I'll have air conditioning or not. I won't have a refrigerator, that's for sure. Of course, I can buy them. They have the small ones over here. But at this late stage of the game, I really hate to get anything unless it's an absolute must. So I think I'm just getting old and getting set in my ways. I have been in this room almost a year. Next month will be a year. And I have been very cozy right here. Hot water and a shower that really works, air conditioning, and a refrigerator. I don't think you can ask for a hell of a lot more. So, anyway, then in addition to that, I have to carry this stuff. This is another problem. It's just, you know, settling in. This will be the 5th place I have lived in Vietnam. And, of course, I had several locations in Korea. So in the past 4 years, I have done my share of moving. Plus, each place, there's a new maid, and, you know, we had a new maid here. The other one stole some suitcases from the girl next door, and she got a transfer or something. I don't know. I don't know if she's ever stolen from me. I really can't tell. I don't know of anything. Anyway, so we got another one in. She doesn't know anything either. So, okay. My mail, Duchess. I will continue to use the same address because this move to Natrang could be 1 month. It could be 10 months. The slot itself for the area director, I don't know. We are moving clubs opening and closing so rapidly, it's unbelievable. Every time Nixon pulls men out, we have to close the service club. We are also trying to open clubs in areas where U.S. troops will stay for some period of time. We don't always pick the right location because the Army doesn't always tell us what we're doing. But we have opened one for almost everyone that has closed. And that is quite a job and a half. It means moving and inventorying and convoys and so on and so on. Anyway, it's busy. We have a whole new concept of recreation. Plus, they want us to get into the drug addiction program. They have this amnesty program over here, which is a lot of malarkey. It really is. They don't know what they're doing. I don't get involved, really. I don't discuss it or anything else. But they do want people to provide some type of recreation once a week or something like that to different wards or hospital rooms or whatever they're going to use for this program. Anyway, it's crazy, isn't it? The drug addiction over here, I have commented that I thought it was extremely high because we do have a lot of pot smoking and whatnot going on in our service club. Of course, we don't allow it, but it's a constant battle to locate it and then report it. Anyway, I think it finally has... Oh, something's crawling on me. Just smacked myself in the head. I haven't had too many cockroaches, but every once in a while, I have to get up and actually have to see what's crawling on me. It's crazy. Every once in a while, it's too cold in here. I haven't seen one in days. Sometimes I think it's just the way I move around. It's freezing in this room. Keep it cold. Nothing would live in here. I'm having trouble myself sometimes. But, where's that fly at? I let a fly in and I killed him. I don't see it. Anyway, I don't think about bugs anymore. I'm so sick of bugs all over the place. But anything in here will die of the cold weather. Because that's where I keep. But it's nice for sleeping. Okay, this is a long tape, and I have already finished one side. Well, that's good. I probably will finish the other side with no effort at all. If not, I'll finish it tomorrow. I'm most anxious to hear if you have received any of the goods. I know you haven't gotten the 10 boxes, but you should have received the things I sent from Paysex. You did get the one item, which I can't remember right now, that you mentioned. But you should be getting some other things. Oh, the tree, right. The tree, the glass tree. But there are two or three other things you should be getting. It'll be Christmas for a long time, bitches. I also realize you went back to work yesterday, or perhaps today, for the first time since before Thanksgiving. I'm sure you'll be tired for the first few days or the first week. Just take care and don't overdo anything. Turnover, that's just